Kazem Sultan in the studio here, and it is such a thrill, total thrill.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And, yeah, so I wanted to know a little bit...
Before you even go in any further, you know, I used to play... I'm sorry to cut you off, but I used to do beer blasts here when I was a kid. I used to drive from Staten Island in a van with a couple of other guys, and we would come down to Rutgers and play some of the fraternity houses.
Oh, all right.
With bands. And, I mean, I was like 15 years old. I was about 15 when I did it.
And you played the guitar or the bass at that time?
I was the bass player. I was always the bass player.
Yeah, when did you start to play the bass? When? How old were you?
I was about 14, I guess.
14, yeah.
I started on guitar, and then... just because there wasn't anybody that wanted to be a bass player and I wanted to be in as many bands as I possibly could, I decided to pick up the bass.
Well, it served you well, hey?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, it's certainly become my main instrument, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, now you can ask me what you wanted to ask me. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, it's all right. Yeah, that was one of the things I wanted to know, is how old you were when you started. Did you always feel like you were musically inclined?
No. I mean, like so many kids in the early 60s, I was just watching television, and I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and I said, that's it. That's what I want to do. I don't want to do anything else. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to play any sports or anything like that. I just want to pick up a guitar and make millions of dollars. And I got half of it so far.
You got half of it.
Yeah, I got half. I don't have half a million. I just managed to make a career out of playing a guitar.
That's great.
Yeah.
Besides the guitar, you play the bass and you play keyboards too.
A little bit, yeah. I'm mainly a bass player. I guess that I'm most proficient on bass, but I write on keyboards and I play guitar for my own songs and stuff like that. And actually on the Todd Rundgren tour right now, I'm not the bass player in that show. I'm the keyboard guitar player, what they call a utility guy.
You're the utility
man. I'm the utility man, yeah.
Yeah, well, the little slip of a girl who's playing the bass.
Yeah, Rachel's the bass player, Rachel Hayden, whose father is one of the foremost jazz bassists in the country.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very, very famous jazz bassist, Charlie Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she's a hoot. She's a good kid. She's a really, really nice girl. And it's, you know, I'm just glad to be there.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have such devoted fans.
Yeah, that's another blessing, too.
Yeah, and they're really the best people I've ever met that are fans. I went to this Beatles thing.
Uh-huh.
It's called Beatle Fest in New Jersey. And
was that the one in Secaucus? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's where I met Greg Hawkes, who's so nice. And the thing was when I came home that night, I came home, I was tired, the friend I went with was really tired, so I watched the Beatle Fest thing online, the rest of it, and all Beatle fans are not nice.
Really?
No.
Really?
They're not. They were in this chat room, like, completely tearing the whole festival completely apart. I was like, whoa.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, any hardcore fan would be a little bit, you know, picky about how things are run and stuff like that, don't you think?
Yeah, it wasn't nice.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It wasn't cool. Yeah. Anyway, so... And then you do this thing called backstage passes.
Yeah, that's a hoot. I really like doing that. I have a little camera on tour with me, and it takes like half an hour, 45-minute videos, and I just kind of like run around and annoy people, ask questions, and every once in a while I'll do it with the fans, but most of the time it's just like stuff that goes on backstage, you know, stuff that people wouldn't normally see or get a chance to be privy to. And I try to make them as funny as possible. There's about 50 of them right now. From everything from Meatloaf tours to Todd Rundgren tours and my solo tours. If I have a minute that I think would be funny on film. It's really just for a laugh. They're really funny. Yeah. At somebody else's expense, actually.
Well, yeah. But the one where you were stopped at the, you know, at the rest stop.
Uh-huh.
That just, I mean, I was having one of them really bad days,
uh-huh.
And I watched that, and I was in hysterics. I couldn't stop laughing.
For the uninformed, I was in a men's room on a highway between. I forget where we were, Indianapolis and Nashville or something like that. And I just took my camera into the men's room with me. I was standing at the urinal next to somebody, and I filmed him going to the bathroom. And he just didn't know. I mean, I didn't have my camera, like, pointed down or anything. It was pointed more towards, like, chest level. And he had no idea that I was filming him. And I had the camera right there.
Oh, yeah, but he was older, and he might not have even known what it was.
Yeah, know? Maybe not. Maybe not.
And he's probably kind of in shock.
And I don't know if he was in shock or anything like that, but he must have drank a gallon of water considering the amount of time that...
Well, it was funny. It was funny. And the first time... Actually, I became friends with you because of a backstage pass.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and the thing was that I was at this Todd Rundgren concert...
Uh-huh.
Where, you know, he takes the billing all the time, and I didn't know who the musicians were that were with him.
Uh-huh.
But when he introduced you at the show,
uh-huh.
it sounded like Charlie Brown's mother, you know, rah, 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 uh-huh. rah, because my ears were just humming from, like,
the music.
Right. Yeah. So what happens is I have to go track you down now, and I'm trying to track down...
who I am.
Anybody is. I'm trying to figure it out because I'm going to talk about this show on the air, you know, the next show I'm going to do. And so when I think I found Jesse Gress first,
uh-huh.
but he didn't have a MySpace page.
Uh-huh.
But through Jesse Gress, I found you. And uh-huh. then as I looked at your MySpace page and I said, yeah, I think that's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the backstage pass, and it was the show that I was at.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I needed to leave a comment,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to leave a comment,
mm-hmm.
so that's why I made friends with you, so I could leave a comment.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you did all that research.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. It worked out good.
No, it did. It really did. So, thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Yeah. Thanks for coming to that show.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so. Now... Well, what's the next song you want to play?
Let's see. Sometimes I work in kind of weird tunings, and I've had my guitar tuned for a song off of my second solo CD called Quid Pro Quo, and it's called The One Sure Thing. It goes like this. I've been thinking, sometimes I just wanna fade away. Would you worry for a minute? Tell me there are times you feel the same. Would you smile and reach for my hand? Put your arms around me, whispering, this will pass.